Europe's economic problems have forced a lot of people to think creatively about money. The hardship is especially acute in Spain. Some municipalities have had to cut back on basic services. In one small town, the government even cut the local school bus. But neighborhood mothers came up with a kind of racy idea to raise some money and get that school bus back. Lauren Freyer reports from a suburb of Valencia, where soccer moms have become calendar girls.
Nestled in orange groves, the village of Montserrat lies about 20 miles inland from the Mediterranean, down a busy highway from the regional capital, Valencia. This same highway is where Eva Sancho's children had to walk almost 3 miles to and from elementary school each day after the town's school bus service was cut to save money.
There's no sidewalk. There are a lot of trucks going fast. It's one of the main roads. The truth is, it's pretty dangerous for kids to be walking there.
Sancho and some other unemployed moms came up with a plan to pose nearly nude to raise money for a school bus.
It started as a joke, but then we realized it might just be the most effective way to raise money for our kids' transportation.
So they made a calendar. Sancho, a 41-year-old mother of three, is Ms. June.
Al principio lo pasé muy mal.
One of my photos was taken outside at the bus stop near my house in November. It was so cold, and I was naked in the streets with my neighbors gawking.
But it worked. From selling calendars, the pin-up moms have raised $12,000, enough to rehire the school bus through spring. They even sold copies to regional politicians who decided to cut their school bus service in the first place. José María Masi García is the socialist mayor of Montserrat.
It's like a noose around our necks, these budget cuts. We're forced to pay interest on debt rather than help our citizens.
Valencia had Spain's biggest real estate bubble and is now the country's most indebted province. Montserrat's bars are packed with laid-off construction workers. Out of about 7,000 residents, a certain 12 women are the talk of the town. What do we pay taxes for? One man yells. Our women shouldn't have to do this. I think it's a great idea, his friend says. Where can I buy one? It's the least we can do to support them, of course. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Valencia, Spain.
This is NPR News.